We're going to turn our attention just across the Mississippi now from East St. Louis. On the walls of a downtown building, video images of murderers and families of murder victims telling their stories. That is the essence of a community art project scheduled to debut in St. Louis, Missouri tonight. It's the work of an internationally known artist who specializes in projecting powerful video images onto monuments and public buildings. NPR's Greg Allen reports.
Krzysztof Wodyczko made his reputation 20 years ago, taking on big political issues. At the height of the apartheid era, he projected a swastika onto South Africa's embassy in London. In recent years, he's added audio to his multimedia projects and turned from the political to the personal. In 1998, he used audio and video projected onto the Bunker Hill Monument to tell the stories of mothers from Charlestown who'd lost children to murder. When he was invited to mount one of his projections in St. Louis by Washington University, he says he once again wanted to give voice to people who had lost loved ones to violence.
They represent the problems of which no one wants to hear. They are inconvenient people, hidden and invisible. So they are, in fact, living monuments to their own trauma, but they are silent.
Rodney was stabbed 7 times altogether, 3 of them hitting his chest, one going directly into his heart.
Lisa Sanders lost her son Rodney in 2001 and met Wodyczko through her work with St. Louis's Victims Advocacy Center. She's already recorded her story, but this day is working with Wodyczko and his staff to videotape her hands. Images of Sanders' hands, enlarged 15 or 20 times, will be projected onto a St. Louis building as she tells her story. Sanders says she wants her participation in the project to serve both as a warning and a memorial.
I want people to remember that my son actually lived and walked this earth. So by telling his story, I'm keeping him alive, and it gives something for his children to remember that if my grandmother went through all this, he had to have been a special man.
Intercut with the images and stories of families of murder victims are the stories of another group whose lives were changed by violence. Inmates like Chris S. from Missouri State Prison in Potosi talk about their crimes, their anguish, and their remorse.
I find myself asking myself the question, why? Why was I a 17-year-old boy carrying a gun? I guess, looking back, I could see myself and I could see all the insecurities, all the fears, all the anxieties that I had. And when I looked at a gun, I saw power.
Wodyczko says in his work, the stories and images of the participants animate and at the same time draw power from the monument or the building on which they're projected. In St. Louis, he says, the best place for his project is the city's most historically powerful building, the Old Courthouse. It was the place where, in 1846, the slave Dred Scott sued for his freedom, and it sits in the center of downtown, part of the national park that includes the Gateway Arch. Wodyczko envisioned projections of giant hands gesturing sometimes to the city's north side, where much of the crime takes place, and sometimes downtown to the nearby municipal and federal court buildings where the crimes are punished. Chief of Museum Services at the Old Courthouse, Frank Morris, says the park agreed to be part of the work when it appeared to be about St. Louis's history.
As they began talking to people in the community, it just took a different turn, apparently. And now it's really about violence, essentially. Again, a very real problem in this and any community, but no historical antecedent to 19th century St. Louis, and certainly not the building itself.
Because it's not about history, Morris says the Park Service had to decline. Wodyczko and staff from Washington University say they understand the Park Service's concerns, but Associate Architecture Professor Bob Hansman says that given the project's content, he thought the Park Service would have shown some flexibility.
To me, it's as if an electrician walked by someone who'd been shot on the sidewalk and said, well, that's not my mandate, I'm an electrician, you know, so somebody else can do that. And I find that really challenging ethically.
Despite that last-minute snag, all participants say the St. Louis projection will go on as planned. Instead of the Old Courthouse, plans now call for the images and stories to be projected onto the public library just a few blocks away. Greg Allen, NPR News.